Hello, this is Eric Jaworski, and you're listening to my podcast.
Since I am studying films and possibly making films in the future, I guess it's best to say that I should probably name my top favorite movies. So, again, this podcast is all about, like, my favorite movies that I like, my personal opinion, and I have different reasons why. And I didn't choose any movies from series like Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings, because I feel that those have an advantage compared to some other movies, because they are, like, one huge story, but in, like, three different movies, while some other movies are just this one movie with possibly a sequel or not. So, again, I'm just using movies that don't really have any sequels or are supposed to be set up as a trilogy in general. So, this is how I'm going to set up my podcast, and I'm going to be talking about movies. The first film I want to talk about is In Bruges, which came out in 2008 and stars Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson. It's about two headmen after a failed attempt assassination try to go into hiding in Bruges, Belgium. It is considered a dark comedy because, obviously, it just has so many one-liners and laughters that are just so sick, but yet you can't help laughing at. I really love this movie because of the setup and also, like, the really analyzing about where one is defining himself. And also, like, the idea of trying to, like, escape to, like, some town that no one really has heard of, which is always, like, multiple jokes made in this movie about Bruges. Honestly, do you know Bruges? I never even heard of Bruges before this movie. And when I went to Bruges, there was just so many tourists, and I asked them, hey, why'd you come here? And most of them said, oh, we saw that movie in Bruges. And so I just gotta say, see this movie, it's a good movie. You gotta check it out. I'm not usually a fan of films that are based off of video games, because most of the time, most video game movies are very inaccurate to the video game. But I must say that Silent Hill is a good portrayal of the game. Now, some, like, things may be changed around, like, the character or the cult, but it never affected me. It was because Silent Hill was always about the atmosphere of this town, how there's nobody around, you're isolated, and you gotta, like, try to figure out how to get out of here or how to get through this, how to survive. That was always the main aspect of the game that I always recognize, and definitely that's how they captured it in this film. And I definitely love this film. I forgot, oh yeah, this is based off a video game. It really was set up to look like a movie, and that's one thing I always like about this, is that even though it was based off a video game, it doesn't have too much connections to the game. It just brought the atmosphere that we looked for and knew about in this game, and that's what I like about it. I also love the visuals again, as I said, this idea of isolation, having, like, the cloudy city, and then obviously the transition into the other world is so surrealist and so much of a nightmare that you wish that you would never want to be in this. It's kind of like purgatory or something like that, where it's a place that it's kind of between life and death, and that you don't want to be in it at all, and I do love this film as a horror film. Now, this might be my Chicago side kicking in, but of course I had to add Blues Brothers into my list. Honestly, it is a good film. It is a good comedy. It is a good jukebox musical comedy of great blues music. And I always like to associate, like, singing songs like Sweet Home Chicago and other stuff like that. And I'm surprised how many people outside of Chicago have never even seen this movie. Like, it makes sense for Chicago people to have this as a movie to must-see and must-like, but I'm surprised no one has ever even seen this movie before. So, it is a good musical. Actually, yeah, I can't even see this as an awesome musical, like, to host. But I love this. I love this. I'm from Chicago, and enough said. I'm supposed to love this film, and I actually do love this film. So, enough said. My next film is Amadeus, which is based off of the play, which is about Mozart's life. Now, obviously, there's a lot of things that are not accurate about the history, like Mozart's interaction with Salieri, but either way, it's still a good film. It's kind of like with Silent Hill, how there's some things you can portray and some that you cannot, but at least it makes a drama that's a great story. And I do love this film. I love the sets. I love the costumes. They take time to breathe in this atmosphere of this old time, this age of music with Mozart and this life that he lives in. And I also love the soundtrack, how they use Mozart's music to create the energy, especially with this music that's going on from the Requiem and how it all builds up. And whenever there's like an intense scene about to come up, and I love this film. I love the music. I love the portrayal of Mozart. It is a good film to watch for any music majors or anything like that. And of course, there's always like these famous musics like Dies Irae. And I love this song. I sang this in choir, and I definitely felt the passion of Mozart when I was singing this song. So this is a movie you must see. Now, I know the next film is a series film, but either way, the first film would have worked out with any other sequels, but the film I wanted to talk about is Saw. Now, I do agree that later on in the series, it does kind of get dull. I would say, like, at the fourth one, that's where it all begins to end. But I'm mainly looking at the first film, the first Saw film, which was filmed by a different director from the other series, but was produced by the same producer, Dan Hefner, for all the series. But anyways, the Saw film, I love it. I love the philosophy, this idea that there's a criminal out there that is trying to seek justice by having his test subjects go through tests to like see if they're really willing to like wanting to live, whether they really cherish their life. And I love this killer's philosophy. I know it's sickening, but I do agree with this killer that honestly, a lot of people don't really cherish their lives that much, and they need to realize this. And so through these tests, he needs to realize it. And I do love this like kind of like awe atmosphere of mystery, who exactly is the killer, because you don't really have a good image of who it is. You think it's this person, and then you think it's another person, and it's like, oh my god, it's this person instead. So it's a good thriller horror movie, and from what other people said, the first one is not really that gory. And I have to agree, it's the later films which do get a little gory, which, again, that's where it kind of dies down. It was always, again, that will to try to survive, to go through the test. And as I said, I love Jigsaw's philosophy, I love his theory, and I love these film series. And yeah, there's some other movies that I like, but I'm going to end my podcast here now, because it's already like almost 8 minutes, so those are the movies I like so far, and there will probably be more that I may add to this podcast. So, thanks for listening.